If it is a Sunday morning here on Robin Hood Radio, it is time to bring in Willie Hallahan from SportingACause.com, the website that actually brings you incredibly quick and very curated information in a chronological order of events that are going on that are fundraisers, and they're all sports-related at SportingACause.com. And we'll bring in Willie once again. Willie, good morning. Nice to speak to you.
Good morning, Marshall. It's always good to be here. I have, before I get to the calendar of events, I want to take a minute for the golf listeners in your audience to talk about some of the golf courses in our area as we wind to a close for the season. Some are closed already and some will be continuing on for a while, but I just wanted to let them know which courses are doing what. Under Mountain Golf Course is closed for the season. The Hotchkiss Golf Course will take in their riding carts at the end of play today. I believe golfers can still walk after that. Also, at the Copaic Country Club over in Craryville, they too will be taking in their carts after today's play, but golfers will be able to walk the course for free, actually, as long as weather permits. The Caton Country Club will continue play with carts as long as weather and temperatures allow. And just up the road from the Caton Country Club, the Quarry View Golf Course will remain open as weather allows for both the course and their driving range. Over in Harlington, the Fairview Farm Golf Course will stay open with carts as long as the season permits and the temperatures allow. And their sister course, Stony Brook, a nine-hole course over in Litchfield, will do the same. They'll remain open. Now, moving on to the calendar. Today, the Glen Holm School 8th Annual 5K Run will be held in Washington Depot. I talked about this race at some length last week. So it starts at 10 this morning, and it's raising money to fund therapeutic programs that they have at the school. Their focus is on autism. Today and next Sunday, we'll see the final 2 weeks of the turkey shoots at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club facilities in North Canaan. And that pretty much brings us up to Thanksgiving Day. There's not much going on before then, but Thanksgiving Day, there's a bunch of races, holiday-related races. The first is the Mid-Hudson Roadrunners Club Turkey Trot. That'll be held at the Arlington High School over in LaGrangeville, New York. There are actually several races there to choose from. There's a one-mile kids run, there's a two-mile fun run, and there's both a five-mile and 25K race. The entry fee ranges from $20 to $30, depending on the race, and if you register that day, that morning, you can add $10 to the price of the entry fee. And all the profits there from that race will be donated to Dutchess Outreach, which provides hunger and relief services over in Dutchess County. The Goshen Turkey Trot will be held Thanksgiving morning over at the Goshen Fairgrounds. This is a 10K race, a very formidable race, I can personally attest. In the 6 miles, there's a healthy hill for each of the 6 miles, but it draws a huge amount of people. It's also one of the longest running of the turkey trots. This will be its 44th year. T-shirts go to the first 400 entrants, just to give you an idea of how many people go. And what I don't know is if you can register that morning. I couldn't find that information. So if you want to make sure you can get into the race, register online. You can find the link at my website. The proceeds from that race go to a whole bunch of local charities. Also, Thanksgiving morning, the Ferncliff Forest 5K Turkey Trot will be held over in Rhinebeck, New York. T-shirts to the first 500 registrants. That's also a big race. $30 entry fee. I'm guessing registration is online only because they have a whole bunch of COVID-related protocols. Masks must be worn at the start of the race. There will be no mass start. Runners will go off five at a time with a few seconds in between. They have to distance from each other during the race on the course. And they even ask that you stay in your car until 10 minutes before the race starts. And then the proceeds from that race will benefit programs at Ferncliff Forest. The 9th annual Kingston Turkey Trot will be held at, I'm going to say, Dietz Stadium in Kingston. That's D-I-E-T-Z. It's organized by the Junior League of Kingston. Entry fee is $20, and it kicks off at 8 a.m. By the way, Marshall, all these races start early in the morning, 8 a.m. On average, so that people can run the race, get their awards, and then get home in time to organize their Thanksgiving Day. And on Friday the 26th, the day after Thanksgiving, the Litchfield-Wamogo alumni basketball games are back. They had a hiatus during the pandemic year. There'll be both women's and men's games, women's starting at 5:30, the men at 7, and these will be held at the Wamogo High School gym. Spectator entry fee is $5 for adults, $3 for students, and the proceeds will go to the Litchfield Morris Rotary Club Scholarship Fund. And then on Saturday the 27th will be the Thankful 5K. This is a free race, which begins at the Berkshire Running Center, and it's organized by them. The runners are asked to bring a non-perishable food item to the race. Actually, not just race day, but any time during November, you can bring food items to the Berkshire Running Center. There's still time to buy your raffle ticket for the Salisbury Rotary Club's $10,000 winner-take-all raffle. It's been going on, the selling of the tickets has been going on for several months now, and the drawing is going to be held on December 1st. They're only selling 2,500 tickets, and tickets are $10 each or three for 25, and the proceeds will benefit all of Rotary's programs, including their scholarship fund. And that about wraps it up, Marshall, for the Thanksgiving week. But I just wanted to end by saying that I've been totally blown away by the outpouring of generosity for the families of that horrific fire in Millerton. And not just money donations, which have been extraordinary, but clothing and even computers and everything, because these people need so much. They lost so much. And it doesn't surprise me because we certainly live in a very giving area, but it's just wonderful to see and heartening to witness.
Well, you know, it's amazing. I think the first GoFundMe account is well over $100,000, and the second one is approaching $40,000. And it doesn't surprise me because when they had that horrible fire up on Route 22 with the farm where they lost all the cattle, and they raised about $150,000. And even us, when we had our AM transmitter die and found out that it would cost $35,000 to replace it, and we didn't have $35,000, within 5 days, the community got together and with GoFundMe raised $35,000 so we could build a new transmitter. This community might be split. Red, blue, Republican, Democrat, liberal, might be all those things, but when it comes to helping neighbors, this community is simply the best.
It absolutely is.
All right, Willie, have a good weekend.
And, hey, you too, Marshall.
And we'll all check in with you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, great. You take care.
Take care. Bye. Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com on the web.